perfect. That would have made it all feel better, right?
Well,
not all, but
well, no, it's no. One of those kids that has worked his tail off for a long time for us, for a long 2 years, and he's didn't get the reward of a whole lot of playing time, but he deserved every bat he got, and everybody wanted to see him succeed there, and unfortunately it was just foul.
Yeah, and in fact, the first time that he did that, also his first at bat was also just fouled down the right field.
Yeah.
Come on, like Gregory said, can't the ump say, "Hey, I was sneezing, I missed, I didn't see it," or something.
The line moves for just a minute.
Just a minute, man.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Well, not the way you wanted to finish, obviously, but you did accomplish one thing, and everybody got to play, and everybody got to be recognized today.
Yeah, no, that was important to us, and I kind of hinted before, and despite the results, this is kind of a special group, and I don't usually get super emotional at the end of the season, but for whatever reason, this group is getting to me, and I'm going to miss having them around, just this group together, and I know we're getting a lot back, and even heard of more maybes from some of those sophomores that could be a super sophomore today, so... that always makes things better that, with that COVID year, one of the benefits is we can get some of these guys for a third year. But this group of guys together has been a really special group as far as just super great people and super great kids and guys that you all want to see all succeed and just enjoy being around. So that's what's making this moment right now so hard. And knowing that, come Monday, I'm not going to be able to be around this whole group, and it's tough.
Yeah. I'm going to make you feel even worse and bring up, Nick Gobert, all that he did for us for so long, flying back and forth to Germany, enduring lockdowns, having to quarantine for, by their rules for long periods of time. He kept coming back, finding a way to get here. He's played at a high level. A lot of people don't know it. He's played for the German team. He was down at that tournament in Mexico with the Germans last year. And he keeps coming back. He's always positive. I'll let you add to that. And then also Jared Crow, the local boy who's just a great, great person.
Well, Jack, it's hard to single out just those two guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, look at Gobi out there right now. He's out there showing Velarde how to rake the third base line, right?
He's got to pass it along, man. No, he's like you said, he's a great kid that's been through a lot. Got the like you said, he got the chance to pitch down in Mexico this fall, and it was funny when he asked me because he was going to miss some fall scrimmages, and he wasn't sure how I'd respond, and thought I'd want him to be here with our team, and I'm like, no, Nick.
Did you tell him? You're fired.
You're getting a better opportunity. You're going to face better competition down there than we are in a scrimmage. He's been a special guy for this program. Just the dedication, like you said, that he's had, and a kid we're going to miss. You mentioned Jared Crow, and what an awesome human being he is. That's, say what you want about his contributions on the field, but just an awesome human being, and that goes for, Drake Forrest, Ian Schwalbach, those guys, those other Gladstone guys, one walking by right now, Grant Kraft.
Yep.
And another guy that came to us from Australia that, doing the overseas thing, and it's and tough. These guys, a lot of these guys we're losing went through some of the toughest times of their lives and our lives with us. And maybe that's part of it, too.
Well, the season is over, and so I'll let you thank anyone else you'd like to. I know a lot of people kind of support the program, and I know the administration and, of course, our board of trustees and so on.
Yeah, no, it's Dr. Coleman was here for a little bit on such a busy day on commencement day, and she's fantastic. It's good to see her out here and spending what little free time she had with us. The board has been fantastic to us. Administration has been fantastic to us. like I said, I'm not usually an emotional guy. I don't know why this is so tough this time, but...
Well, everybody's been through a lot together, Mike, and you guys, it's hard to see it come to an end, right?
Yeah, no, and we have a we've had a great group of supporters for the 4 years we've been here, and knowing that some of them are cycling out of the program is tough too. So just a special thank you to everybody that sticks with us through thick and thin.
Well, get out there on the tractor. It isn't going to run itself. So
right.
Thanks a lot, Paco.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. All right, it's Mike Paco.